Yisachar Fried, here, raise your hand there. Yisachar Fried is dedicating the shiur today as Yahrzeit for his mother, Rochel Bas Pesach. And maybe just before we begin, maybe say a word about your mother, Bili Lush Mishmasa.
Okay. My mom was taught me to be very passionate. She had a joie de vivre, loved to sing and dance, and approached everything she did with enthusiasm, including having and raising seven children. And very proud of her children and grandchildren. Two of us are here in Eretz Yisrael. The other five are still lagging behind in America. But Eretz Hashem, everyone is accumulating learning and mitzvahs and gemilus chasadim today and all the time for an aliyah of her neshama.
Okay, neshama should have an aliyah.
Amen.
Okay, what I'd like to do here is combine a few prakim of Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Tezvav, Perek Tezayin, Perek Yud Zayin, and I've explained that the Nefesh HaChaim, starting in Perek Tezvav, began to speak about the HaMevorech Misporech, how Talmud Chacham, or the person who's Loi Mek Torah, Lishma, does so much for the process of creation, right in the guts of the process of creation. And I explained over and over again that it's like a cycle. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating the world, and that's Yisarusa de la'ela, and it's happening all the time. But what's he using? What's the raw material of the creation of the world? It depends on our maisim, our midos tovos, our mitzvos, and specifically our limud haTorah. The Nefesh HaChaim makes a point of saying there's nothing that works more than the limud haTorah, not because it's a big mitzvah, but because limud haTorah is istako baraisa bar alma. That is exactly the material that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses That is exactly the raw material that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to create the world. Istako baraisa bar alma. So therefore, when we're Mosef Torah, even more than when we're Mosef Mitzvahs or Maisim Tovim, when we're Mosef Torah, we're actually changing we're upgrading, if you will, which is what the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the material that the world has created, comes out a better world. And not only is it a better world for the world, but HaMevarech Misparech, it becomes a better world for us because we're straight in that process of that. So the benefit package is very big. And he goes in Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and on even. He goes on to explain how this has so many different benefits for the person who's in the middle of this cycle. Yisurim bedelin mine, amen. Like any yisurim, he doesn't relate to those yisurims, living in a different world. In Tezayin, he talks about how kol makabel olav ol malchus shemayim or ol Torah mavir mimenu ol derech eretz ol malchus, that you can put yourself in such a different world that when you're accepting upon yourself the ol Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's your oil. Okay, that's your job. You've chosen your job. And being that you've chosen your job, you can now, I'll take care of the other thing. Other people will take care of the derech eretz. Malach v'nasas al yedei acherim. In Yud Zayin, which we didn't really learn yet, he talks about how being in this cycle, being part of the actual creation cycle, actually exempts us from din shel gehenim. And it's a hard parak to learn because he talks all about gehenim. but we will learn it inside. But even that, in other words, even if he does Averos, but he learns Tyra, so somehow or another, the Tyra is making him from the Yisurim of Gehenna. And he goes on and on. We didn't even get to Yudches, Yudtes. He goes on to these benefits. Yoni pointed out, you hear Yoni? Pointed out a couple of weeks ago that it must be that we're only talking about Torah Lishma, not just somebody who's learning Torah Shaloi Lishma. And the emesis, if you'll take a look at your Nefesh HaChaim, at the end of Parak Tezvav, there's a Hagah from Nefesh HaChaim, from Ruchaim V'Lashon, and he explains, Ki Gemul, Perush Tashlum Gemul L'mishahete V'itay Mikoidem, that there is a gemul, there is a reward, a payback, if you will, for learning Torah. That it's like a payback, like you're involved in the, you're helping me with the creation by learning Torah, the Torah will pay you back. But this is only talking about when you're learning Torah lishma. Nevertheless, gami miskei b'shalay lishma legarmei. Even if he learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, meaning for his personal needs, not to improve the Torah, improve, add value to the Torah, add value to the creation, that it would be befitting. What are you doing? You're not doing a good thing. Adarabba, you're doing a bad thing, he says. Nevertheless, you don't suffer from learning Torah. You can't deny the fact that he's learning Torah, but he'll get his char in Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. And that's a like it's a getter of Shulchan Mitzvah and Nizakim, that even though he's learning Torah Shulay Lishma, which should be a bad thing, which we need to understand. In other words, it's like, what's Torah Shulay Lishma? Why would it be a bad thing? The reason it would be a bad thing is because, you know, like I'll give a mashal. Like, let's say somebody's trying to develop a relationship with a friend, with your wife, with your husband, with your children. You're trying to redevelop a relationship. I could be lishma, I could be shalo lishma. Lishma means like I really care about you. Everything I do, I'm thinking what's good for you. And maybe you're thinking back. Shalo lishma means I'm developing a relationship because I want to get something back. I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. Tit for tat. One can argue easily that if I enter a relationship, and I'm just saying a mushel, if I enter a relationship where it's all about me, what legarmei, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, I want to do it for me, so that's not a relationship, that's business. I'll do this for you, you'll do this for me. It's just, you know, we're just exchanging, we're working, we're cooperating together. So this will never build a relationship. And in fact, it won't build a relationship. A relationship has to be lishma. The way to have a good relationship with another human being is not to have any expectations from that person. And I'm not, I don't have any agenda with that person. I'm just lishma, that's the effective relationship, that's the good relationship. And one can argue, yes, that if you're in it for yourself, that not only is it not going to be a good relationship, it's actually creating a bad relationship. There's always suspicion, there's always resistance. So one would say that it's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're learning Torah lishma, so I understand what I'm doing here in this world. I'm contributing what I'm meant to contribute. And therefore, I'm building the world, and I'm building my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm learning Torah Garmei, Shaloi Lishma, so one can argue that it has a negative effect. And on this, the Nefesh HaChaim says in the Haggah, but don't worry, you'll still get some Olam Hazeh for it. Meaning it's a bad thing. It really is a bad thing, but you will get some Olam Hazeh for it. So
what's the question about the Torah when we say it's some mothers? It's not Shaloi Lishma?
That's Shaloi Lishma. And so, the Gemara says Lashinus Yitzchak like Nepach Hashilya Alpanov. You know, in other words, you've defiled your very, very purpose for creation. Terrible things. I don't know if that any of us are learning Shalei Lishma. We have to talk about that. I don't think so. But I mean, Shalei Lishma, I'm learning Shalei Lishma Lakanter, or to hurt other people. How is that good? So nevertheless, there's a metzias of you're adding Torah into the world, and that affects. But the Torah itself, Shalei Lishma, is not a good thing. And you're not going to get on, what he says here is you're not going to get on any Olam Haba for it, right? That's what he says.
What about other mitzvahs, Shalei Lishma? Are they also negative, have a negative impact on the world?
It doesn't say, you know. It only says, Kol Alay Me Torah Shalei Lishma, Mutav Lei Shalei Nivra. Because I don't know. Maybe if we'd do research, we'd find out that mitzvah Shalei Lishma also has a negative effect. But you're not dealing with the fodder of creation. You're not dealing with the etzem hadavar. So it's got to be less of an issue than Torah Shalei Lishma. Now,
even though this Torah has a pagam in it, and that pagam is injected into the world.
Yeah. You're still participating. In other words, you know, I'll tell you why Yitzchak says, like, what about mitzvahs? So, you know, if I'm giving you tzedakah, shalai lishma, so sof kol sof, you're going out and you're buying dinner. You know, you're able to feed your family. So lishma, shalai lishma, okay, you've accomplished something in the world of asiyah. But Torah, shalai lishma, I'm not really accomplishing anything for the world, but here comes the Nefesh HaChaim, he says, yes, you are. So there's two, shnei panim ledavar. One, on the one hand, you're still accomplishing something, even though it's a bad thing, but olam haba, you're not going to get for this.
Now, Rebecca, can I ask, what if somebody is like learning the Shema, like they believe they're learning the Shema, but in their teaching of it or their practice, they kind of corrupt it, or they you know, expound on it in an incorrect way. Do they, besides, let's say, the third-party effect of that, but what's their personal thing according to this? Like, did they still get Olam Haba, or because they've corrupted, or it's led to corruption, therefore it's still going to be limited?
I'm guessing. I can't speak with authority here, but my guess is, to the extent that they learned good Torah, even if it's Shalei Lishma, to the extent that it was good Torah, if 1 minute of it was good Torah, one pshat was a good pshat, so then to that extent, one is contributing to the world. So it becomes like tzedakah. So of course, I'm giving tzedakah.
The reward is only in Olam Hazeh, because the damage that's been done has been in higher worlds, and therefore, you can't have schar in Olam Haba, because in those realms you've done damage, not good. The good is in this world, so you can get schar in this world.
Right. So let me back that up, Yisachar. That the Nefesh HaChaim continues to say in Tazayin, a very very poignant point, and that is that. One of the ways, whether you're learning Lishma or not Lishma, is if you start getting nervous about your covet. Like, if you're like, you know, he didn't listen properly, he didn't give me the proper covet, he didn't address me properly. A Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham, is learning Lishma is putter from all that. That's what Nefesh HaChaim says. And a miracle happens that as much as you're Bereich Min HaKovet, a covet Roy De Vachara. Okay. Like, you got to close your eyes for that, and almost ignore the fact that you're getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making sure you're getting your kavod. Was Hashem saying, don't worry, you do asay dvarim laman pa'olam b'seif hakavod love it. But what it means there, Yisachar, is that I'm living in a different world. There's Atzilus, there's Bria, there's Yitzira, there's Asiya. If I'm living in the world of Asiya, then kavod is a big thing. Or money, or whatever it might be. If I'm learning Shalei Lishma, I'm in this world. Because Shalei Lishma has to do with this world. That's what the Shalei Lishma means, Mikarmei. Ligarmei, that I'm doing it for myself. That's exactly what the word means, Shalei Lishma. So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we learning for the to satisfy our neshama, our ruach, or our nefesh. In other words, where is our learning going? And as we keep on talking about kolam kabbalah of ol Torah, mavirin mimenu ol derech eretz, it means to say that you can live in the world of bria, yitzira. Somebody after davening made a ha'aretz to me. It's interesting. Vayishlach Yaakov malach in this week's parsha. So Rashi takes a whole piece of medrash and he says one word, malachim mamish. Right? Famous Rashi. They're mamish malachim. He sent mamish malachim. So somebody made a horror. Where do we find any place in the whole Tanakh that a person can send malachim? Malachim are here to serve us. Where do we tell malachim what to do? By Avraham Avinu, we don't find it. We don't find anywhere that I know. That's what he said. We don't find anywhere that a person sends a malach anywhere. Or you know, that's Hashem's business with the malachim. So I don't know the answer to that question. I don't even know if the question is true. But what it seems to me is that if you're living, if your part in the Marechet is down here in the world of Asiyah, so you're right, Malachim are there, they're being Mishamish you, whatever. But if your whole world is in a higher world, then you're like the Malachim. So you're Chaverim with the Malachim, and you're living in the world of Yitzira, in the world of Yitzira, you can tell Malachim what to do. So that's why a person learns Torah Lishma. You have a koach habracha. You can make things happen in this world. That's the madrega you're on, and you find a dafke by Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, because Yaakov was the Amud of Torah, and he was learning Torah Lishma.
If there's damage in the higher alamas from Shalom Lishma, how do we understand the mimer that says, Lo lam yasak adam b'torah shalom lishma, shemitah shalom?
It's a good exercise. Hopefully you'll get there. In other words,
in the meantime, we're doing damage?
Could be. So the Gemara says a chiddush, according to one opinion in the Gemara. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosin. But according to the one opinion in the Gemara, which is well quoted, that it's kedai. Why? For only one reason. Ultimately, you'll get to Lishma, and then you'll do more good than you did damage. But without that mitoich, there's no heter at all. So let me say what I want to say here. If you turn your pages to Perek Tes Zayin, Perek Yud Zayin, and I'm sorry for skipping around here, but I want to make a point. Where the Nefesh Chaim is talking about all the benefits of learning Torah, he says, "Kal v'chaymer me alisha acher." You see that? We can learn a kal v'chaymer from Elisha ben Avuya.
Where is that, Rebbe?
Where is it? It's in Perek Yud Zayin, pretty, the end of the first third. I happen to have this Nefesh HaChaim. If you have this, it's Tav Kuf Chav Vav.
I have our old one.
Yeah, you'll find it. Nefesh HaChaim, this was very curious to me, and this is what I want to spend a few minutes on. Kal v'chomer me Elisha Acher. He says, we can learn a Kal v'chomer from Elisha ben Avuya, who was called Acher. He was a Rasha. He was a Yotze L'tar Busra. But we can learn from him, Sha'amru b'chagiga tezvav amad beis, that he won't be punished in Gehenna, Elisha ben Avuya, because he learned Torah. Sof kol sof, he learned Torah. And Rameyer said, so here you see a very interesting thing, which I'd like to try to understand. Elisha ben Avuya, everybody knows the story. Ultimately, he was the see of Shaloi Lushma. Meaning, let's just go over it quickly. We find by Elisha ben Avuya that, he lived in the time of Rabbi Akiva. He was a Gadol Hador in learning, Gadol Hador. And we find that he gave up, he didn't believe in Olam Haba. Interesting. he wanted to see schar in this world. So the Gemara says a number of stories. The Gemara says that somebody goes up, that he saw a story of somebody was oyla l'roisha ilon l'kai mitzvah shuluach haken, and his father commanded him, and two mitzvahs that it says l'man yarichun yamecha, and v'nafal v'meis, he fell down and he died. Eifoy tuvas yamim shelzeh, eifoy arichas yamim shelzeh. That was Elisha ben Avuya's question. You see that the Torah doesn't make any sense because the Torah promises him longevity and on these two mitzvahs, and he fell off the tree and he died. Now, what was his problem? His problem was the problem of Tzadik V'Raloi. His problem was that schar has to be here. And I'm not seeing any schar. I don't see any benefits at all. I don't see any ha-mevorech yismorech. Here's a guy doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah kibud avim, mitzvah shiluach hakan. And he falls down and he dies. Like, what's the deal? What's up with that? His grandson, the Gemara says, was Rabbi Yaakov. That was his name. Rabbi Yaakov Hayadarsh ben Bartei to Elisha ben Avuya. He was the grandson of Elisha ben Avuya. And he answered finally that, okay, it's talking, Laman Yerichon Yamecha, Alo Adama is talking about Yom Shekulai Arach, Yom Shekulai Taiv. The Torah is not even promising us schar in this world. The Torah is promising schar in the next world. Okay, we all know that. But Elisha ben Avuya didn't know it. Why? Because of the ultimate loy l'shmonik. And when you're loy l'shma, if I'm not seeing the benefit right here, if I'm not making money, if I'm not getting covered, if I'm not living a long time, so what's the point? Every bar beirav knows what Rabbi Yaakov said, his grandson, Yom Shekulei Arif, Yom Shekulei Toiv. But Elisha ben Avuya didn't know it because he wanted to see the benefit right here. So he was the ultimate shaloy l'shmonik. Ad kedei kach, that Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, and it says that the whole story of Elisha ben Avuya started when he was an infant. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi that says that when he was an infant, everyone knows the story, his father Avuya, who was a rich guy, a gvir, he made a bris. From people made a bris, but since he was a big gvir, everybody came to the bris. And the Gedolim came to the bris, all the Gedolei Ador came to the bris, and he saw the big cover that was going on for the Gedolim. There was an Eish Yorad Min HaShemayim, Tosfos Springs, and Avuya said at the bris, if that's the cover you get for Torah, then I want to dedicate my son to Torah. I'm going to support him for the rest of his life in Torah. So Tosfos makes the point that his whole learning was Shalai L'Shma from the time he was an infant. Do this, you'll get covered. Do this, you'll get a fire coming down from Shemayim. So he was the ultimate shaloi l'shmonik. And I'll tell you something else, that when the famous brisa of Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes that Rabbi Akiva took, he made a journey, if you will, trying to understand, this is the pshat in that brisa, trying to understand why the righteous suffer, tzadik v'raloi, and he gathered together the gedolei hador, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Elisha ben Avuya and Rabbi Akiva. And each one had their effect. Ben Zoyma hitzitz benitraf. Ben Zoyma went crazy from the experience. Ben Azai hitzitz v'meis. Elisha ben Avuya kitzitz benetiyos. What does kitzitz benetiyos mean? Like, think about it. Kitzitz benetiyos. He cut off the top from the bottom. There's nothing in there. In other words, the question was, the purpose of this journey was, why in the time of Rabbi Akiva, Roman occupation, pandemic, where Rabbi Akiva lost thousands and thousands of Talmidim, and he didn't close the schools. And, you know, how could it be that righteous people are suffering so much and dying and being killed by the Romans and being imprisoned and Asar Arugi Malchus, et cetera, et cetera? How could it be? So that was the purpose of this journey. Maybe it was a limud of Kabbalah. Maybe it was some type of a seance. I don't know what it was. But they took this journey. And Elisha ben Avuya, who was one of the Gedolei Ador, otherwise Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have taken him on this journey with him, Kitzitz Benetiyos, his maskana was, whatever's going up there in Shemayim, if there is such a thing, it's not affecting this world, and I'm dissatisfied. So it means to say that Elisha ben Avuya was the ultimate in Shaloi Lishma, and therefore, if we look at his Torah, we're looking at Torah, which was learned from the beginning, from his bris on, for all the wrong reasons. So what happens with that Torah? What happens with that Torah?
Was it Elisha ben Avuya Kisivitzias before he participated in this? Or what was it that, at what point did he become a kofer?
It was a bris.
Kiva took him on the journey.
Right. So he wasn't an outspoken kofer. But he was Shaloi Lishma. And it got all the way to the point that he became the Gadol Hador. And at that point, he said, no, Kitzitz Benatiyos. The Gemara in Chagigang Suvas has said there were simonim about him. We were worried about him because wherever he would go, Sifrei Minim Nafal Megiv. He was studying Sifrei Minim. Probably he was like one of the early Christians. You know, Sifrei Minim usually means Christian books.
How come he never came to Lishma, even if he started Shalom Lishma, from so much learning?
He worked on it. In other words, like, you know, like Rav Dessler says the point that you're allowed to learn Torah Shaloi Lishma Ba Lishma, but that's only if your Shaloi Lishma itself is Lishma. Meaning, like, let's say we're learning Torah right now, Shaloi Lishma. So the Shaloi Lishma is because we know we'll get to Lishma. Elisha ben Avuya, by the time he was able to express it, Kitzitz Benatiyos was right there. That's where it stopped. I'm not interested in Olam Haba.
It's like just an intellectual exercise.
An intellectual exercise. And I think it articulated over the years, and it became more so. Now, here's this fella who's the Gadol Hador in learning. Ad kedei kach that Rabbi Meir is running after him to learn from him throughout all of his tkufas. So there was something there. But nevertheless, he was completely Shaloi Lishma. He was a kofer. As Yitzhak put it, a koifer. Kitzitz Benatiyos, we believe everything from that happens here comes from the Shemayim. He did not believe that. That's what Kitzitz Benatiyos means.
It wasn't that he didn't believe that there was a Shemayim. He saw Metatron on the Kisei HaKavod. He said, there's Shtei Rushiyos. Maybe there's a Shemayim, but it has nothing to do with
nothing
this
to do
world.
With us. Let's say he was a koifer in Hashgacha Pratis. But do you understand something, Yisachar, that when you talk about Torah being the matter of creation, you're perforce connecting the Shemayim Va'aretz, and he was Kitzitz Benatiyos, he wasn't connecting them. So what does he get from this Torah? Comes the Nefesh HaChaim, and he tells us, Matzilin tik ha-sefer yim ha-sefer matzilin le'elisha b'schus Torasa. So in the Haggah that I read to you at the beginning here, he says that you'll only get your schar in Olam Hazeh. At most. And here, he's talking specifically about Olam Haba. And he's getting schar in Olam Haba, even though he couldn't care less about Olam Haba.
So Rabbi, could we make a chiluk now between Shalol Lishma with a ratzon to come to Shema, and then Shalol Lishma, which is Gufa Shalol Lishma?
Yes. That's what I just said. Rav Dessler tells us, Rav Dessler makes this point that the Shalol Lishma itself has to be Lishma.
So then it could be the Shalol Lishma Shalishma. Maybe that's not damaging Bechlal.
I don't know. We don't know that. You know, you bring your kid to Shul because he knows he's going to get a candy from the Rav. So he's coming completely Shalol Lishma. What's the hope? Eventually he'll come to Shul Lishma and have a kesher with the Rav. Like, good thing. Like, it's all good. And that's generally...
So what's a low lishma that's a lishma that'll bring you to the lishma?
What would be a shaloi lishma? I'm getting paid. Like me, I'm giving a shir. That's a good shaloi lishma. Or,
but it's still lishma.
I mean, ultimately, it's lishma. I want to learn lishma, right? So it's a shaloi lishma. The shaloi lishma is lishma. But if there's no... Rav Dessler says this in the Michtam Eliyahu. If there's no element of Lishma at all in it, then place one.
I'm looking here at Pirkei Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph.
Elisha ben Avuya Omar.
Rabbi Yochanan Hasanla. Omer, Ko Kinisya Shehi L'Shem Shamayim Sofa Lehitkayim. Every kinus of sitting down and learning Torah, L'Shem Shamayim Sofa Lehitkayim. L'Sheina L'Shem Shamayim Ein Sofa Lehitkayim. Superficially, if you're doing something L'Shem Shamayim, L'Shmo, it has everlasting value. The opposite is also true. So how can a Elisha have attained the status of Godu Hador? How is Rabbi Akiva giving him this covet of giving him the opportunity to accompany him on this journey into the Pardes if Sofa Lo Litkayem?
Well, you're asking my question. So Rabbi Akiva maybe thought it would help him, but Rabbi Meir is running after him to learn from him. It's even worse. And Elisha ben Avuya used to correct Rabbi Meir. What are you doing? You're like, he used to run after him, and he used to tell him, what are you doing? Your Rabbi doesn't let you do that. Rabbi Akiva doesn't let you do that. It was terrible. By the way, in the Medrash, it's mashma that Elisha ben Avuya was Moisir Talmidei Chacham to the Romans. It was like really a Russia. It was really a Russia. It wasn't just like a, you know, this off the dark guy. It was a bad man.
We had a case in England in the 50s and 60s. There was a gentleman who was a Talmud in Gates of Yeshiva, Manchester. Big, huge Talmud Chacham. He was destined to become the chief rabbi. But the chief rabbi at the time saw there was something in him that was not 100. And in the end, he started the conservative movement and went completely.
Okay, so let me say this nakuta here, and then we'll wish everyone a good Shabbos. I just want to say a point. Gemara in Chagiga asks, and this I think will answer all of our questions. The Gemara in Chagiga asks, how is it that Rabbi Meir learned from Elisha ben Avuya? You're not allowed to learn from a Rabbi Sheino Hagun. That's the sugya there. You're not allowed to learn from a Rabbi that's not a good person. He's totally Shalai L'Shmo. He was a Meisr. How did Rabbi Meir learn from Elisha ben Avuya? And the Gemara says, this is not so well known, so listen carefully. The Gemara says, gives two examples. It says, Baritz Yisrael, Haya Amri. That's all the Gemara here. Gemara's in Yudal and Amabes. Baritz Yisrael Amru Remeir Ochal Tamara Vizarek Es Garina Lachutz. In Eretz Yisrael, they said the Pshat and Rabbi Meir, they talked about this. Like, what's up with that? And one Pshat that they said in Eretz Yisrael is like he ate a Tamara, a date. Tamara's a date. A date. And he ate the date and he spit out the pit. Right? Date has a pit in the middle. He spit out the pit. Then the Gemara says, Rava Darash.
It means he took the good and spit out the bad.
Right. Rava says, Nimshlu Talmidei Chacham Le'egoz. That don't look at it like a date. Look at it like a nut, an egoz. Ma egoz ha'af al pisha maluchlach betitu betzoya ein masha betoycha nimas. So, interesting machlokes between Eretz Yisrael and Bava, between Rava and Eretz Yisrael. Was Elisha ben Avuya like a date, or was he stamen nut? If he was like a date, and listen to the difference, two dvarim hafuchim mamish, punkfarker. A date, the outside is good, the inside you throw out. A nut, the outside is bad, klipa, and the inside is the good part. Punkfarkert, yeah? Shnei hafchoin. And the machloikas there was, lani es daiti, what are we talking about with Elisha ben Avuya? Was that he was good on the outside, but he was rotten on the inside? Or was he good on the inside, but he had a klipa on the outside. So there's two terutzim that went down in history. This was a couple hundred years after he died. Two terutzim went down in history as to why Rabbi Meir learned from Elisha ben Avoya how to answer the sugya. The Gemara comes further, the next page, Tezvah. And the Gemara says, Matzei Rabba Barbar Shiloi Le'elio Anavi. This was troubling him. Rabba Barbar Shiloi, Rabba. Before we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Rava. And now we're talking about Rabba. So Rabba trefsach tzu with Elio Anavi. Right? He finds Elio Anavi. And he asks him, what does Hashem do? Who is the Lashon over here? Ma oisa kodesh baruch hu, what's Hashem doing right now? Funny question. Amar loi, oimer shmuis mipim shel kol hachachomim mipim shel Rabbi Meir eino oimer. Elio Navi says, you want to know what Hashem is doing? This is perfectly compatible to everything we're learning here. He's saying over Torah from Talmidei Chachomim. Why? Because remember the cycle that we learned about. So he's saying over what the Talmidei Chachomim, so to speak, what the Talmidei Chachomim contributed, and thereby changing the world and make the world a better place. That's what Eliyahu Navi told to Rabba Bar Bar Shiloh. And then Eliyahu Navi said, he's saying over Torah mipim shel kol hachachamim umipiv shel Rabbi Meir eino oimer. But he doesn't say over anything from Rabbi Meir. You know, like Rabbi Meir is a cherim oimer. Or Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Where's the name? Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So he says his Torah, but not b'shmoy, Hashem. Amar Leisa, Rabba Bar Bar Shiloh says, Amai. Why doesn't he quote Rabbi Meir? He was the God of Adar. So he says, Mishum, Eliyahu says, Mishum Shalaman Mipiv Shal Acher. He learned from Acher Elisha ben Avoya. Hashem doesn't mention his name. Amar Leisa, Rabba Bar Bar Shiloh pushes it and he says, Amai, says Eliyahu Navi. Rabbi Meir, and here's a third mashal. Rabbi Meir, Remind Matzah, and this is probably the most famous of them all. Toicha Yechalti, Ochal V'Klipase Zarak. That, why is Rabbi Meir being punished here? He was like a rimon. A rimon is a pomegranate. Toicha Yechalti, V'Klipase Zarakti, V'Klipase Zarakti. Now, here you have, now in the Gemara, I want to be machadish to you, three mashalim. Was he a date? Was he an egos? Or was he a rimon? A date, we learned, the outside is good, you spit out the inside. An egos, we learned, the inside is good, you get rid of the bad part, the outside. What's a rimon? A rimon is intertwined and completely complicated, and you throw out the outside, and even in the inside there's a klipa, and you have to mamish take out every edible piece from the rimon. A rimon is complex. It's a complex fruit. And a rimon is, by the way, Kla Yisrael is doima la rimon. Ma rimon is mole. It has so many different pits in it. So to Klai Yisrael, Mleya Mitzvahs Karimayn. Mleya Mitzvahs Karimayn. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. So you really have three shitas over here. You have the shita of Elisha ben Avoya was good on the outside. You have another shita that was good on the inside. And you have another one, a third shita, and this goes to frame to your question. Why did Rabbi Kiva even bother with him? He was complex. He was a complex piece of work where intertwined was good and bad, and that's the mashal to Klai Yisrael, actually. So let me explain this a drop further. The Gemara says that one of the cases, one of the stories was that Rabbi Meir, who saw no bad in anybody, by the way, because Rabbi Meir was Matyrus Hasheretz, but the Rabbi Meir was running after Elisha ben Avoya. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. Maisa ba'acher shayaroichev al asus b'Shabbos. He was horseback riding on Shabbos. And Rameyer was running after him. Lil my tire mipiv to learn tire from him. Now catch this scene. Elisha ben Avuya turns around, sees Rabbi Meir, the tzaddik, running after him. He says, check, you know, stop running after me. It's already over the Tchum Shabbos. So he says, Chazor Bucha, go back. You're not allowed to be following me anymore. In other words, Rabbi Meir was a nudnik. Rabbi Meir says to him, I should Chazor Bucha, you Chazor Bucha. You shouldn't be riding a horse on Shabbos. You're going out of the Tchum Shabbos. So that's a conversation in the Gemara. Yerushalmi brings the same story, and he says that Maisa ba'acher shayaroichev al asus b'yom kippur shechaliyos b'shabbos vayaroichev keneged kodesh hakadoshim. An insight into the story, the Eretz Yisrael version. It wasn't on Shabbos, it was Shabbos, which was Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur shechaliyos b'shabbos. Holy of Holies. He wasn't horseback riding in Eilat or in Tveria. He was a horseback where he lived. He was horseback riding in Yerushalayim. He went to the Kaisel. Neged Kodesh HaKadosh. And that's the story. And Remeir's running after him. And he says, stop running after me. You know, you talk about the ultimate in driving to Shul and Shabbos. He's driving to the Kodesh Kadosh on Yom Kippur Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. Peladika story. I heard once from Soloveitchik, all of a Shalom comment, such a deep, insightful comment. Elisha ben Avuya, you want to be Mechallel Shabbos? Be Mechallel Shabbos. Go for a ride on the beach. You want to be Mechallel Yom Kippur and eat? So eat. Go where you are. Go home and eat. But what is bringing him to ride on Yom Kippur Shechal Yais B'Shabbos Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim Sheb Yerushalayim? Why is he going there? Out of all places, that's the last place you want to drive around. And Rav Soloveitchik said, because as much as we know all the bad about Elisha ben Avuya, intertwined in that rimon was a part of him that was being drawn to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's gewalt should be gewalt. In other words, that don't judge the complexity of even Elisha ben Avuya, where part of him is saying to Rabbi Meir, get the heck out of here. You're being a nudnik, and he's riding a horse, and part of him is saying, I'm going to the Kodesh HaKadosh, and why? It's Yom Kippur, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. I need to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there were two voices there. Two voices. And Rabbi Meir argued at the end of the Gemara that he believes that Elisha ben Avuya is a ben Olam Haba. Gemara says that. Others argued with him. How could he be a ben Olam Haba? Comes the Nefesh HaChaim, and my time is up, because we could talk about this all day, but comes the Nefesh HaChaim and he says, Kal v'chomer me Elisha. And a chanami, one has to learn lishma. And shaloi lishma is actually negative. But there's an aspect of shaloi lishma, which is gufa lishma. There's an aspect of Elisha ben Avuya, the ultimate loy lishmanik, which unto himself has a lishma to him. And that's what's drawing him to the Beis HaMikdash.
It's 10 o'clock. You know, Rebbe, you know, the Rosh Hashiva always used to say, La'olam yasoik. The Rosh Hashiva used to say, it says La'olam, it means you have to do this process. You have to. There's no skipping the process. That's why it says La'olam.
Yes.
I remember him saying
it many times. But again, he didn't disagree with the fact that the Shaloi Lishma has to be, I said has to be lishma, that's what Rav Dessler said. I'm saying another finish. There's an element of lishma. How is it mutter to learn shaloi lishma? Yitzhak asked the question, right? How's it mutter to learn Shalai Lishma? Very simple. Because there's also a piece of me that's learning Lishma. We are not cut and dry, black and white. let's get it clear. I just led with this. You know, people talk about different people that were really good people. They did a lot in the world, but they seem to have done averus. Right? Everybody knows. You know what my answer is? Me too.
Me.
Who is there somebody here that's mayiz to say that they don't do averus? Are they mayiz to say they don't do mitzvahs? Every person has milos and chesronos. Some people it's very hard to see those milos. Acher, he'd say it's been a tiyos. He was like really a bad person, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't a little piece of him. There wasn't a little piece of him that wasn't running to the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Loi Lishma and the Lishma were all intertwined like a rimon. It wasn't a tamara. It wasn't an egos. It was a rimon. And Reb Meir...
It takes us back to, again, Pirkei Avot. It says, Ladun ko ha-adam. It's not ko adam. You don't judge everybody. You judge the totality of the person.
Yes. Kol ha-adam l'kamskos. You got to look at the whole person. Or, better, don't judge at all. Because judging is very, very complicated. And to point out to somebody did not aver, like, you know, the Gemara says over and over again, like you're talking about, he did not aver, tul kairu mi b'nei necha, you know, and you're 100% pater. So, but the nekuda here is this. With this, we will end, and I wish you a good Shabbos. What we learn here, and this was the Nefesh HaChaim saying, that b'schus teirasai, he was a ben olam haba. The Nefesh HaChaim paskins. That's what he says before here. And the pshat is, teirasai that was intermingled and intertwined, because a person has terrible, terrible midos, it could be chayav misa. It doesn't mean that there isn't that little piece of good in him. And Reb Meir, his job was to be mevarer. And to find the good, like toichay achalti, klipasay zarakti, I found the good because there's something to learn from every person, and I learned so much. Ad kedei kach, that the truth of the matter is, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, but he's taka not quoted, because they were afraid that maybe there was an irvuv of toivara, and the Mishnah has to be 100% pure. But that's what Reb Meir did. The Gemara says Reb Meir was the god of the Dor, but ein olam. People couldn't understand Rabbi Meir. They didn't understand many things about him, but they didn't understand this either. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. I also want to see, I see Phil here. Baron, are you there, Phil Baron?
Shabbat shalom.
I'll come to you. Son got engaged last night.
Mazel tov.